This is OSM data assessment in the area of Athens and Greece. The presentation is going to aspire to contribute to an overall assessment of the OSM map in Athens and Greece. The OSM content is assessed in terms of completeness and precision. Various official mapping sources and ground truth data are employed in order to measure the current state of the map. Please add your question and that was the data session part. And then after the live stream, we will be answering all your questions. Thank you, and back to Steve.
Hello. Initially, I would like to thank you a lot for watching this presentation. My name is Tathis Arapostathis of George. I'm a geographer, and my topic is OSM data assessment in the area of Athens. What we will see in this presentation is initially an introduction regarding OSM and the dataset used, the methodology that was applied, some descriptive statistics, some information regarding the sample selection. Sequentially, we will continue with the comparisons with some ground truth data that were collected for the objectives of this presentation. And finally, I will demonstrate you the results and the final conclusions. So, the assessment on the cartographic content, initially, I have to declare that it is based on a citizen's perspective. Of a simple citizen who just needs to be guided through the OSM maps in the municipality of Athens. So regarding this, as already stated, some initial analysis is performed in basic cartographic features. The area selected is the municipality of Athens. We know from the VGI Volunteer Geographic Information Theory that Athens, probably due to its city size and the city's population, is expected to have the most complete and precise and accurate data in comparison to smaller towns or rural areas. The above assumption, though, is not verified in Greece. The author does not want to imply anything regarding quality in other big cities of the country. So, OpenStreetMap is of great general interest in the scientific community. As of June 2020, the scholar Google demonstrates an impressive number of more than 3 million articles that are related to OSM or have supplementary OSM as a topic. Maps are highly related also, the OSM maps are highly related also to the research field of volunteer geographic information. And there is numerous published research regarding VGI and OpenStreetMap. Now, some basic VGI theory. The more volunteers that exist in an area, we know from VGI theory, the better the area is mapped. It's the applicability of Linus' law. So we know that, and the following assumption is highly related to the initial, that the quality data completeness in various large cities, which have a lot of population, so it is assumed that there are a lot of users, tends to reach commercial providers in various cartographic features. We also know that volunteer data are produced in an ubiquitous way, meaning that in an anarchic way. Considering that, data assessments in VGI data always must be performed at the local level and always by considering the designated use of the data. So, contribution to data assessment in the area of Greece. The most basic features are considered at this stage, as already said. I checked streets and basic features and attributes, meaning the geometry, if there is missing geo or wrongly placed geometry, the naming of the streets, the street type, and the one-ways. Regarding POIs, What was checked was the name, if there are names in the POIs, the locations, and the presence, if there is, if are all POIs covered, or there are some gaps, or there are POIs that do not exist in reality but exist on the maps. Regarding addressing, just a basic overview of interpolated links and point addresses that can be extracted through OSM. And regarding 2D building footprints, a basic overview is performed regarding the completeness of this certain data set. Some information about Athens. Athens, as you may know, is the capital of Greece since 1834. It consists of about 700,000 people, according to the latest census. The city size is about 40 square kilometers, and millions of visitors living either in Greece or abroad reach the area at every day. There are significant touristic historical attractions. It's a significant economic center. In the city there is the parliament of the country, many ministries, universities, hotels, the largest shopping market as well. Some limitation. What I would like to declare in prior is that the purpose of the quality assessment is to inform the reader regarding the quality of the essential features, while few of them may be extracted by using post-processing methods. For instance, the point addressing dataset was considered as a post-processed dataset and included point addresses that were either in the 2D footprints dataset or just in the POIs and so on. And of course, the duplicates were not considered and so on, but in general, what I would like to declare is in some features, we don't just, I did not just take only the point addresses layer that exists on those data. And what I would like also to declare is that I do not provide any information or any analysis regarding the number and the socioeconomic characteristics of the users that contribute to it on the maps. So the OSM dataset that was used was downloaded from OpenStreetMap in April 12th. Basically, QGIS and JOSM were used in order to analyze the dataset and proceed to necessary comparisons. About 600 geotagged photos were captured in a 2 kilometer area within the city center in order to assess map quality according to ground truth data. And finally, maps of commercial providers, including Google and Bing, were used. This graph explains the methodology applied. Initially, the first step is related to data download and basic conversions to CSVs and shapefiles or geopackages. Afterwards, the data from the whole data set, I selected only the data that are within the area of interest, and I provide some descriptive statistics and information. Sequentially, the next step is regarding the selection of sample areas within the municipality of Athens. Some visual checks with in comparison to traditional commercial, conventional commercial providers. Afterwards, some ground truth data collections, some more comparisons and results. So regarding the dataset used within Athens, there are about 12,800 line features. The total length of those lines is more than 1.3 million meters. From all those line features, about 4,000 of them were unnamed. Only 34 appear as unclassified. There are 4,671 residential streets, About 845 primary links, about 700 secondary links, and about 3,000 of those data have also lane information. Regarding the POIs, in April 12th, there were about 5,000 SOPs. The 20% of them were unnamed. About 700 restaurants, about 500 pharmacies, 150 banks, about 171 ATMs, and so on. This image shows the 2D footprints, while in yellow we can see the footprints that that have PA point address information. The yellow footprints are about 3,000, and in general, regarding point addressing, there are 17,522 points with addressing tag, while about one third of them are used in about 3,000 interpolation lines. Interpolation lines in order to have some address ranges and so on. Regarding building footprints, there are 67 and 600 footprints. The municipalities' coverage is 100%. Very few minor cases of missing footprints, like in the picture. Very few. The 2D footprints quality is very good in general. So how the area was selected? I used the random points function of Quantum GIS, and through which I created 7 random points, all of them within the administrative boundary of the municipality of Athens. And for each point, a buffer was drawn of a radius of about 500 meters. And from those 5 buffers, I selected those that were entirely contained within the municipality. So the result of this small, let's say, sequence or step sequence is demonstrated in this picture. Those 5 circles demonstrate the sample area used. 3 of those buffers were compared according to Bing Maps or HERE Maps, and 2 of them were compared according to Google Maps. As already stated, the comparisons focused on essentials, meaning geometry completion, correction, one-ways, naming, street type. While regarding POIs, the author selected that certain path, which is in black. It's a very central path of about 2 kilometers, 2 main roads that connect the Parliament, the Syntagma Square, to Omonia Square. Some limitations regarding that is that during April, the access to Athens was forbidden due to COVID-19 protection measures. So the ground truth data collection was performed afterwards. But according to locals, in the start of the COVID measures, the only important traffic adjustments were related only to the initiative of the Great Walk of Athens, but those changes in general were excluded from the comparison. So in that certain path, there are a lot of POIs. Some indicative categories, there were identified about 134 shops, 5 pharmacies, 10 banks, 5 restaurants, and 10 fast foods. Apart from POIs, regarding ground truth data, the differences that were checked in one of those buffers, were identified in one of those buffers, according to commercial providers, were checked with ground truth checks for providing some initial empiric sightseeing regarding the percentage of correct differentiation against commercial providers. Equipment used. Due to budget and equipment limitations, I used just some paper plots and Samsung Galaxy S8 for capturing the geotagged photos, keeping some notes and some GPS tracks. So this is an image of the Quantum GIS. All the geotagged photos were imported in the QGIS by using the import photos plugin. Digicam was also used, and simply by double clicking in each of those icons, an image appears regarding the data that covers. This arrow is not related to the location of this specific photo, was just added afterwards in order to indicate which points are related to the images. But because it is a mobile phone, the accuracy of the geotagged photos was about 100 meters, not so good, but because of the path and because of the way that the captures were taken, apart from the points in Quantum GIS, by just ascending the photos according to the name of each photo, a just smooth path was created of images, and through that way the author was able to check its POI in a very detailed way. And these are the results of the comparisons. For each area, we can see that geometry in all of the cases is more or less the same. Some small differentiations are regarding pretty small dead ends or pretty small walkways. In general, the geometry is considered to be extremely extremely verified, let's say, by two other sources as correct. Regarding naming, the differentiation rate is from almost 0 to 6.64%. In one ways, there is also a differentiation between 1.5 and about 5%, 4.68. The street type category varies also from 0 to 4%, and the total differentiation rate, meaning at least one small change, one small differentiation, I mean, is from 5% until 15%. So by weighting the number of features in those cases, what was found is that the total differentiation rate on all of those buffers, on all of those areas, is 8.54%. And by checking against reality, from those differentiations, it was found that about 45% of them were wrong. Meaning that, let's say, from this percentage, from 8.74, about half of them, or less than half of them, were actual errors regarding streets. All right. Regarding POIs, the percentage of missing or in general needed update information is about 27%, and this is only regarding the basics, meaning name, location, POI category. as you can see in the map. The green bullets are field verified, let's say, POIs that exist in OpenStreetMap, and in red are various POIs that exist in reality and do not exist in the map or have some missing information. So, concluding, in current approach, an initial effort is described to assess the quality of OSM data municipality of Athens. We have already said that that assessment at the local level is vital for deciding on whether a VJ map or a dataset is suitable. The total differentiation rate in comparison to commercial providers in municipality of Athens is about 8 to 9%, while in terms of naming and one ways, the percentage is 2 and 3.1% respectively. Regarding reality, about half of those differentiations were actual errors, while in terms of POIs, about 27.7% of the total POIs in that certain area were wrong, let's say, or were missing or needed some important update. So, in general, it could be said that OSM data in certain features in municipality of Athens tends to be like reality, specifically regarding street geometry and building footprints. Precise addressing is still quite a challenge. Basics on POIs like naming, presence and location seem still to be inadequate. The ground truth data distance covered, though, might not be representative enough, but on the other hand, it is the most centric one, so it is expected to have the most precise information, because those two roads, as already said, connect Syntagma Square to Omonia Square. They are very centric roads of the center of Athens. From a citizen's perspective, in order to be able to conclude, it could be said that by using OSM as the only source of navigating in the city while in Athens, in the maps in its current status could be described at the following phrase. So by using OSM, if I am a visitor of a citizen, I will definitely find my street name, almost every street's name, surely many shops, restaurants, banks, and so on. I can see all the streets in the map while walking everywhere in my town without any problem. I can create a route that in the vast majority of cases will not make me meet obstacles like walkways while driving or wrongly on ways. I can have a decent number of restaurant choices to select where to eat or any shop, shops in general. Decent at least if I am not really a very demanding person. And by this, the presentation is over, hoping that I have given very useful insights. Thank you.